Sounds of Neptune.
Kukuruku.
Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
That's right. It's time for Fresh from the Office. It's 9:27. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Fresh Breakfast with Ian SK and Shaquan. Mm. And today we've got a whole medical technologist who works in a clinical laboratory. Wow. I don't even know what exactly that is. I guess Avo is going to explain it to us.
Yeah.
Osi Avo.
Hi, guys.
What's up? How about you?
I'm good. How are you? How are you guys doing?
We are good. You sound excited.
Hi, Shaquan. I'm excited.
How are you doing today? How's the morning at work?
It's great. Mm. I have a breakdown on one of my instruments.
She had a breakdown
on one of her instruments.
Oh, in the lab. Hey.
You know what?
Yes.
I'm far.
I was also far. Listen, what exactly does a medical technologist do? And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this since 2014.
Mm.
I graduated in 2013 from Polytech then, NAS now. In the lab, we test human samples.
Okay.
Your blood, your urines, and all the likes, tissues,
feces.
Yes.
Okay. So let me. So let me get this right. When we go to the doctor, Shaquan and I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they say, oh, NSK,
bring
this
a sample.
We need to draw your blood and we'll give you results. You are the one who actually analyzes that stuff.
We are the ones who analyze the blood.
Okay.
Usually the doctors will say, we're going to do your blood. I think now people are a little bit more woke, but back in the day, you just have someone say, we're going to run your blood or your urine or whatever. They don't really tell you that there's someone else behind the curtains who does that.
Uh-huh.
So we're literally like a hidden profession. When you come to the hospital, you hardly see us. Even if you come to the lab, you hardly see me as a technologist. You might meet a nurse, a phlebotomist, a receptionist, but who will then take your details and your blood, but you will hardly see me.
Mm.
But I work in a small lab, so I interact a lot with patients.
With patients. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How would you rate your job in terms of how dangerous it is?
Yeah,
bruh. it's a hazardous environment. It's a biohazardous environment because of all the human samples that we are handling and the testing reagents and chemicals that we use in the lab for testing and for cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
But we are well trained, and when you work carefully, you go according to procedure
so that you
make sure that you do everything right and you keep yourself and everyone else safe.
Safe, yeah. Okay, cool. No, understandably so. But can you tell us what do you feel is the most exciting thing about your job?
The most exciting thing about my job is when a patient comes in,
mm-hmm.
especially because I work in a very small lab, so I do get to see the patients.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned, yeah.
When they come in, I get to see them, you know, they're waiting for something, they're expecting to get something. And when you say, okay, I'm done with your blood, here's the result. I'm going to escort you to the doctor because I cannot give them the result.
They
have to get it from the doctor. I'll escort you to the doctor, or the nurse will escort you to the doctor. That the face that they give you, like, you can see some are really sick, but the sense of relief on their face is like, okay, I'm about to find out what's going on.
Finally,
very satisfying.
Mm.
It's a pleasure to be able to assist the patient, because you never know, you could be the patient the next day.
Very true.
You sound exceptionally excited about not excited, but passionate about your job. Handling.
I am very much.
Yeah. handling human feces and stuff. Wow.
No.
We don't call them
feces in the lab. We call them stools.
Stools.
Yes.
I'm here for learning.
Thank you for that lesson.
Oh my gosh.
You can't say feces, but the most common word is stool.
Uh huh. Where do you see yourself in the next 2-5 years, Avo? You want to have your own lab now, or you want to move to a bigger lab, maybe
you
a bigger company?
Leave the country.
You want to leave the country, go do maybe go work with NASA? No, not NASA. Wait, not NASA. Maybe what is this global phenomenon in terms of labs? I don't know.
I don't know.
Avo will know. Talk to us.
I have 2 under 2, so I cannot go anywhere. Uh-huh. But I'm studying.
Wait, what did you say?
I've 2 under 2. I have 2 kids under the age of 2. So I cannot leave the country.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm studying on the side. I'm looking forward to getting more into lab management.
Yeah.
And perhaps in the future, maybe going to university lecturing. So I'll see where the future takes us.
Okay, cool.
So 2 under 2, are they twins?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have a 2-year-old and a 4-month-old.
You go, girl.
Okay.
Start once, finish once.
Yeah,
I'll
once, yeah. Get the family out of the way. Get them now. So that you can... Avo, do you know the game of Anything But Correct?
Yes.
You do?
I'm excited.
You know
like
what?
Things. You like
what?
Things.
I didn't know we were going to play a game. Or did you say we were going to do a game?
Yeah, yeah. This is the game that we're going to play.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I'm happy.
All right, cool. We're going to start with it right now. Now, you must know. You must give us just incorrect answers.
Am I timed?
Yes. You are timed.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go.
You have like 8 seconds. Let's go. Okay, cool. Your first question this morning is, Garth Taylor was in Namibia last year. True or false?
I didn't hear that question.
No. Honey, you have to go through this one. Garth Taylor was in Namibia last year. True or false?
False.
Who is the current Inspector General of the Namibian Police Force?
Ndeitunga.
Offside is an offense in which sport code?
Basketball.
When is Heroes Day?
21 March.
1 plus 3 is?
5.
Burna Boy was in the movie, true or false?
False.
Damn it. She knows the thing that she just said. She gets it. Damn it.
I would just have a nice day. Goodbye.
Are you guys waiting to catch me? You guys were waiting to catch me.
No, we just asked you 5 questions and then we did it that much.
But you know what it is? I already knew. I knew that this was going to be a little bit of a losing situation for us.
Yeah.
When she was like, yes, I know it and I'm excited.
That means she was prepared.
She was prepared.
I didn't know we were going to play this game specifically, but I listened to it a lot and I'm just like, guys, why are you giving the right answer?
Avo, what are your shout outs to your colleagues, man? You know what I mean? That the one who always thinks he's smarter than you because, well, you know, he graduated at a different medical school.
Hey, you must mention from Ukraine,
from
Russia.
Ukraine, Russia.
We know them.
maybe the one that always brings you lunch, you know what I mean? Let's talk about them, Avo.
I want to shout out to all my colleagues in all the different labs around the country, especially for my family lab or sister labs. I cannot mention the company.
Man, it's fine.
But yeah, shout out to you guys. Thank you for sharing stuff with us when we run out. And let's teach each other along the way.
Oh, wait, cool. I'm for medical technologist who works in a clinical lab. Thank you so much. You're so cool. And in 5 years' time, when you move to a bigger lab and everything, you must come back to us and tell us, yeah, NSK, remember, I'm the boss now, or I'm managing the lab now.
They answer to me now.
I'll be calling you guys.
Exactly.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers.
Bye.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.